I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for a little Thursday Night Football preview brought to you by the new 2018 Ford F-150. The official truck of the NFL doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar. And he's with us to preview the matchup tonight and all the Week 11 stuff. The great, and I believe we have the right music, Ian Eagle, the Birdman. What up, Bird?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome. Now, listen, you're not doing the game tonight. You've got Broncos Chargers coming up. But we have to flash back before we move forward to the Titans and the Pats. We're all in a race. Not saying that you're going to join the party, but we do need your evaluation. We're all in a race. Like, we all want to be right. Like, you know, when does LeBron lose a step? When does Tom Brady really stop being Tom Brady? Got to be honest with you, Ian. I think Tom Brady's kind of starting to stop being Tom Brady here. What did you see? You saw the whole game. He didn't look that good.
No, he didn't, and Tennessee made him look very pedestrian, and in general, the Patriots didn't look good. Never established the run. They got victimized on a number of Mariota scrambles, taking advantage of some weaknesses in the secondary, finding soft spots. I just was impressed overall with Tennessee, how prepared they were. I do think Mike Vrabel had a little magic potion going, similar to Matt Patricia earlier this season. We can't downplay the idea that someone that's familiar with Belichick, familiar with the system, familiar with how they do things in New England, may have some additional insight. And Vrabel showed that. That team was prepared. And that's, I think, the kudos you have to give to Tennessee. The flip side for New England, completely uncharacteristic, never established themselves in the game. They were down early. They score a touchdown. And you just assume, all right, they're back. They're going to be fine. They're going to figure out a way. This is going to be competitive. It wasn't. Late third quarter, you could just feel they didn't have it in them. They really missed Gronk. It was the first time that you could legitimately say that they just didn't have the weapons to deal with a defense that was pinning its ears back and putting a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. He, at times, and this is not something you see a whole lot, at times, a second before he had to, was bracing for some physicality that eventually would happen. But normally, he waits for that last moment to get rid of the football. You didn't see any of that on Sunday.
Yeah, let's face it, Ian. Bill Belichick likes to gift his former players or assistants games. We saw it with Patricia. We saw it with Mike Vrabel. I'm just joking. But interestingly, you mentioned Gronk, and there's starting to be some, I don't know, some questions thrown around his availability going forward, whether or not he's going to retire. And since this was the TV game that you did and you had the production meeting with him, what was the conversation like about Gronk? Because who knows when he's going to be truly healthy again, if ever.
Yeah, the conversation was mostly life without Gronk. That was a big topic when we sat down with Tom Brady, the fact that they've figured out ways, they've been creative, they've been resilient. It's not as if they've got a dynamic backup tight end ready to go. Dwayne Allen has two catches on the season. He was a factor in Indianapolis. He's never been a pass-catching factor with New England. Jacob Hollister is their third-string tight end, and that's not a name that all that many NFL fans are familiar with. So they've come up with innovative ways to compensate, and that's James White, who was a complete non-factor in this game for the first time all season. Sony Michel was coming back from injury, but he was on a bit of a pitch count. There's no doubt that what I saw from Edelman was a guy that was getting knocked around like a pinball to the point where, and he's a tough guy, in the fourth quarter, he just had enough physically. I think they had to just adhere to what he was feeling, which was his body was sending him signs that I need to wrap this thing up. This game is over, and I can't help this team right now. He's taken a beating. So there are concerns. But to go back to BT's original point, and I understand how it works in this day and age, we're always trying to grab the upper hand. We're trying to make statements before they happen. There's just something about the culture today in sports that you want to be first and you want to get it out there before everybody else. We've heard these cries before. We've heard these narratives before. I can't walk away from one game and say, that's it, it's over. I'm not ready to do that.
No, that's what I do, Birdman. You play down the middle, and I'll go to the other side, and I'll do what I do.
You got to call the game. You can't do that, but we can.
This is true.
Ian Eagles with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So you got the Broncos and the Chargers coming up this week, and then I'm trying to figure out, Ian, why the Chargers. You know, when you talk about viable Super Bowl contenders, people throw the Pats in there. You get a lot of Saints, got a lot of Rams, a lot of Kansas City Chiefs. When are people going to realize the Chargers, it's not just a cute little story, Chargers are legitimate?
Yeah, I think what might be holding people back right now is their two losses. One was to Kansas City, the other was to the Rams. Two best teams in the NFL along with New Orleans. So you'd put them in some order at this stage, week 11. They're 7-0 against teams that are currently 500 or under. They are 0-2 against teams that are over 500. So I think people still want to see the resume-building wins. But if you look at what they've done over the last 5 weeks, defensively, they've been fantastic. Gus Bradley has done a stupendous job with this group, and he's done it without Joey Bosa. Mm-hmm. Offensively, they're very versatile. And I give a lot of credit to Melvin Gordon, who recognized at some point, and Tiki, you can attest to this, where maybe your brain as a running back has to shift and you say to yourself, all right, I don't really have to do all that third down stuff. Danny Woodhead can handle that.
Yeah,
I don't really have to worry about that. I'll just do my thing. First and second down, I'll gain 4 yards on first down. I'll get 3 yards on second down. I'll take a break. I'll come back when we get another first down. Well, he's turned himself into an all-around back. He's become a legitimate weapon in the passing game. We saw it last week with a catch and run of 60-plus yards. They trust him to block for Phillip Rivers. He is now an every down back. They have Austin Ekeler, who's carved out a nice little niche, but Gordon stays on the field and has been dynamic. And this offensive line has a little nastiness to it, a little edge. Mike Pouncey has brought that. They've got great chemistry, BT. I think that's played a big role. And they've been on the road, more or less. They played a home game in London, and they've bonded long trips.
Yeah.
Extended stays at hotels. This group is cohesive right now, and there's a belief with the Chargers that they can do some damage come January.
You know, Bird, I know Tiki's got something for you, but just not to lose the point about their travel itinerary. When they play this weekend, it will have spanned, the span will be 41 days.
That's nuts.
Correct.
41 days. The London trip, the bye week, going up to play the Raiders. I mean, everywhere they've been, look at the schedule, 41 days, and they haven't lost. That's amazing. A real testament to their character.
Yeah. You know,
And one other point, guys,
yeah,
because I do think this gains a lot of steam that they don't have a home field advantage, StubHub, half the fans that show up are for the other team.
Sure.
Well, look up. They've won 7 of their last 8 there, so they've used it as a galvanizing force in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, of course, it's still their home, quote-unquote, stadium, but maybe they have built this rallying cry of, hey, we don't care. Whoever shows up, we're going to go out there, we're going to perform. And they're winning consistently now, no matter what the venue.
It's working well for them. Talking to Ian Eagle, of course, Westwood One, CBS Sports, NFL announcer. He has those Chargers coming up against the Broncos in Week 11. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, but Westwood One has the Thursday night game tonight, Ian. And the Packers and the Seahawks seem like a must-win if you're going to compete for the postseason. We know the Seahawks have no chance of catching the Rams out in the West. But the Packers, in what could be the most competitive division still in football, have a shot here. Now, I know you had them 5 or 6 weeks ago, the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers was compromised at that point. He was, you know, hobbling along, but he was still playing. And with him, you got to think they always have a chance. But does this Packers team feel like there's something missing in pursuit of greatness? You know what I mean? Certain teams have to have pieces for a greatness to occur. It doesn't feel like this Packers team has that. You get that sense?
Yeah, there is a little bit of a void there. And I think also when you have one of the best players in the league and you have him for a finite period of time and you don't feel like you have the best team around him or something's not fitting into place, whether it's a disconnect between the coaching and the player, that's usually when changes take place. So who knows? This team could go on a run. You have Aaron Rodgers. They could rip off a bunch of wins in a row. They could make the playoffs. And then all this becomes silly talk from week 11. But if this keeps going down this path and the mediocrity that we've seen, they haven't won consecutive games yet this season.
Wow.
This is Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That's just not acceptable for a guy that could easily win the MVP every time that he takes the field in any given year. And the fact that he was just re-signed for the huge money, so they've made a financial commitment. So I'm curious to see how this all plays out. Clearly, they haven't had the kind of balance consistently that they needed. Maybe they found it in Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. They finally have their lead back. They've got to string some wins together here if the Packers are going to get back into that conversation that we anticipated we'd be having about them, at least being a wild card potential threat in the NFC.
The Birdman. Ian, good work as always, brother. Have a great call, and we will talk. Will we have you next week with the Thanksgiving or no? Do you know, Mike?
Can you forward me your schedules? What are your schedules?
We're off Wednesday and Thursday, so if you talk to somebody, it won't be us.
I think we just answered it.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving, Bird.
Have a great holiday, guys.
You got it, man. Back to you as well. All right, find out which O-line's the Bill Fortov Offensive Line of the Week, brought to you by Ford F-150, the official truck of the NFL. Doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.